It's so nice to see some faces in front of me, besides just Egan and his camera. The last time I had the opportunity to speak to you, we were looking at the passage in Paul's letter about the armor of God and how we need to use it to work for the gospel of peace. I hope you remember it, because most of all, I hope that you've been seeking out opportunities to rip off the chains that prevent people from living a just and equitable life. In our letter from James today, we have a similar exhortation on how to live a Christian life. We are told that if we want to be considered wise and understanding, we are to show it by our good life and by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. In other words, the way we live our lives should speak for itself. St. Francis of Assisi, my patron saint as a Franciscan, is often credited with saying that we should preach the gospel always, and if necessary, use words. Now, it's not likely that Francis actually said this, but the importance of the quotation cannot be underestimated. Our actions speak louder than our words. And the way that we live our life and the choices that we make speak to our true character and the values that we hold. It shows what we think is important, especially what we do when no one else is watching, to offer blame or credit. In his letter, James goes on to warn us about the wisdom of the world. He tells us that this kind of wisdom is earthly and unspiritual. He even goes so far as to call it demonic. The wisdom of the world is contrary in every way to the wisdom that pleases God. The world tells us to be successful, to be powerful, to be the first and the best, to look out for number one. This kind of wisdom breeds selfishness and ambition, which leads to all kinds of disorder, dishonesty, and evil actions. James then tells us what it means to live with the kind of wisdom that does please God. We are told that the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable. And there's that word peace again. Real wisdom that comes from above is one that understands that wisdom is linked to actions, and that without actions, wisdom is empty and hollow. These actions should be pure, just as wisdom is pure. That means that the things that we do should be done out of regard for others. Our intentions matter. Why we do something is important. Take, for example, assisting a person begging on the side of the street. Do you pass them by? Or do you stop to make eye contact and smile? To say hello? If you decide to help the person by buying them a meal or offering some change, do you do it so that others can see your good works? Is it important to you that other people know what you've done? Or do you offer your assistance simply because you're able to, and it's the right thing to do? We need to ask ourselves regularly whether or not our actions are pure at heart, whether our regard for others is what drives our actions, and if we're acting out of the kind of wisdom that pleases God. Next, James tells us that the wisdom from above is gentle and willing to yield. In our world, being willing to yield is often seen as giving up, letting someone else have the victory, or compromising on things that are important to stand fast on. But let me assure you that in the long run, it's those who are willing to yield and to give that display the most wisdom. If you've ever witnessed a violent windstorm, you'll know what I'm talking about. In the morning, after a very windy night, if you look around, you'll notice tree branches on the ground that have come down during the storm. When the wind is blowing and howling through the trees, it's the older and stronger trees that usually take the most damage. Their branches no longer bend and sway in the wind. They have lost their give, and they are no longer able to yield to the forces of nature. They provide strong and stable homes for birds and squirrels and other animals. But because they no longer yield, when the wind is really beating against the trees, the branches crack and fall. The younger trees, who are more pliable and flexible, can be whipped around in the wind like they're dancing, without breaking, because they're willing to yield. Sometimes wisdom means being flexible and knowing how to weather the storms of life. And right now, Christians around the world are being presented with an opportunity to dance in the wind and to make a statement against the harsh opposition that surrounds us. The month of September, leading up to October 4th, the Feast of St. Francis, is observed in churches around the world as the season of creation. The season of creation is a time set aside for the church as a whole, from multiple denominations, to come together in prayer and action for the care of our shared home here on earth. The season of creation was started to encourage people to take seriously their baptismal calling to be stewards and caretakers of the earth, and to protect our global home from pollution, deforestation, emission levels, climate change, and all of the other things that damage God's beautiful creation. Although it is not an official church season, the season of creation has been widely embraced by the Anglican Church around the world, including here in Canada and the Diocese of Toronto. The theme of this season of creation is a home for all, renewing the oikos of God. The Greek term oikos has many different meanings, but it's where we get the English prefix eco from, for words like economy and ecology. It speaks to a system that is interdependent and linked together. The oikos of God, therefore, refers to the connection of all of creation. And this year, the season of creation is focusing on restoring that interconnectedness by providing a safe and secure home for all. Earlier, I was talking about how today's letter from James teaches us to live a good Christian life, and how we are told that if we want to be considered wise and understanding, we are to show it by our good life and by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. The season of creation provides us with the perfect opportunity for our actions to speak louder than our words. There are a multitude of resources provided on their website for how to get involved and be part of the ecumenical movement to safeguard our planet. In a historic joint statement, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, the head of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis, and the ecumenical patriarch, Bartholomew, came together to issue a statement for the season of creation, urging all Christians everywhere, and indeed all people of goodwill, Christian or not, to come together to protect our common home. Their message focuses on stewardship and the need to act now against climate change if we are to save our environment. To quote only a small part of their message, they write, "Now, in this moment, we have an opportunity to repent, to turn around in resolve, to head in the opposite direction. We must pursue generosity and fairness in the ways that we live, work, and use money instead of selfish gain. We serve a God of justice who delights in creation and creates every person in God's image, but also hears the cry of people who are poor. Accordingly, there is an innate call within us to respond with anguish when we see such devastating injustice. Indeed, part of living a good Christian life and of displaying wisdom is to recognize the dire situation that our planet is in and to heed the calls to take action. A home for all isn't just a nice thought. It's a matter of justice and a moral issue. It requires us to think of others instead of ourselves. It requires us to look at the wisdom of the world and see it for what it really is. This is a prime opportunity for our actions to speak louder than our words, not for personal recognition or congratulation, but because it's the right thing to do. Because as Christians, we are called to show by our actions what we believe, what we value, and what we hold to be true. So, my friends, I encourage you to take up the advice of James and show your faith through your actions and by living a good life that follows the wisdom of God and not the wisdom of the world. And they will know that we are Christians by our love. By our love. Amen.